Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, welcome to this show that's for you and about you. Those of you who work so hard for your money and you're ready now for your money to start working harder for you. You want that freedom. You want that cash flow, that prosperity today. You want the passive income today so that you can live the life that you love with those that you love whenever the heck you want to do it. But guys, it's so much more important than just you guys becoming financially independent. It's about becoming a rippler, because through your prosperity, through your freedom, you can bless the lives of more people. And that is the ripple effect I'm here to create, is that you can create a ripple effect through your family, your community, or country, or across the world. And guys, that is what we're here for. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for allowing me to be able to create that ripple effect through you, by to be able to teach, to guide, and ultimately to empower you so you can do this yourself. Again, thank you for tuning in, for binging, and for sharing this and just doing awesome stuff as you apply it in your own lives. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great blogs on there, as well as other podcasts or video interviews. And hey, check out our YouTube channel, the Money Ripples with Chris Miles channel. Check it out. Subscribe there. Tune in. You can even see that I'm wearing the same shirt for the last, what seems like 2 months. And that's not true, because I do shower. I promise. I just pre-record these so I can go vacation for the last month and a half. So that's why I'm here. But anyways, guys, go check that out. Hey guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. The website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home, and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Website's fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out. All right, guys, today, so I want to go in part two. Like I talked about the FIRE method last time. I talked about the 4% rule doesn't work well, right? The FIRE method, just to let you know, the acronym is financially independent, retire early, which really is kind of the big premise of my show, is really to get you to be financially independent and retire early. What is financial independence, by the way? Financial independence is simply this. It's where your passive streams of income meet or exceed your monthly expenses or your monthly obligations. So it's essentially, that's all it is that your passive income, the money that's coming in from your investments, or even from, you know, passive streams to your businesses, it could be as well, but those income streams are coming in to more than cover your expenses in your own personal life, so that you work by choice. You work because you want to, not because you have to. That is really the ultimate premise of the show, right? Is to do just that. And so I want to talk about how to actually apply it. Now, word of warning, or disclaimer, or whatever you want to call it, I'm not giving you financial advice. I'm not telling you what investments to go into, because I don't know your individual situation. You're just talking, you know, listen to me at whenever, whatever time of day and whatever clothes you're wearing right now. I don't even want to know, okay? But anyways, you know, you're doing your thing. I'm not here to give recommendations, but I am here to tell you there is hope and there are answers. And this stuff that we're doing on a daily basis is we're showing people how to do this stuff, right? So this FIRE method I mentioned, mutual funds, bad vehicle to get there. And the 4% rule doesn't work anymore. 4% is too high of a number to work with mutual funds. It's got to be more like 2%, maybe 3, depending on how things work out for you. But, you know, 2 to 3% is the max you can really live on with mutual funds. But again, mutual funds aren't returning the kind of returns we hoped, right? When I said you're maybe, even if you're doing Vanguard funds, if you're long-term going to maybe average 7 to 8%, but then you're a Dalmatian chasing the fire truck because you're only getting 5%, you know, because there's 5% inflation. So you're trying to chase after these numbers that's moving. You're still catching up to it, but it keeps moving away from you. So it takes a while, a lot longer to catch up than you thought. You got to be aware of that. So I want to talk about how to actually apply that and what are the alternatives? Because if it's not with mutual funds, which is virtually almost impossible to become financially free with those, and if you run the numbers, you'll see why. And I mean, run real numbers, by the way. Don't run the crappy fake numbers that financial advisors teach you or they claim in the media. It's not true. Inflation is not real, not as low as they say it is. And the returns in the market are not as high as they say it is. So what are the options? Well, here's one. One is, one thing you can do to help get there faster is definitely control your expenses. I don't want you to be cheap. I don't want you to live in a cardboard box. I don't want you to be that person that lives in scarcity, because there's no reason to be financially independent, you know, based on the numbers, but you can't be free in your mind because you're living in such scarcity. So you gotta relax a little bit on this, but at the same time, start tracking your numbers. This is the very first thing I teach in that book, Beyond Rice and Beans, that's on my website, right? Very first thing we talk about is you gotta know your numbers. You gotta track the money coming in and the money going out. You gotta know what you're spending and you gotta know what's coming in too, so you can have that extra cash flow to use to be able to create that freedom. And by the way, income is limitless, but expenses are limited. You can only go down so far before you're living in a cardboard box, and that's not a recommendation. We want you to live powerfully and free and abundantly. Doesn't mean you blow money, but it does mean that you're a wise steward of your money, that you're watching it. You're being aware of what's happening. And yeah, if you control your expenses, if you can get those expenses down, say you're like, I got to hit $10,000 a month. But then you're like, you know what? I can actually get these expenses down. And I don't even have to be debt-free to do it, by the way, just so you're aware. That's the number. That's usually the go-to for people to try to reduce expenses. Can I pay off debt? That can help in certain situations, but in others, that could be detrimental. You have to be careful. There's a balance here. But let's just say you're $10,000 a month expenses, but you realize, hey, with the different things we're spending money on, we can get it down to $8,000 a month. Guys, that makes that number even more reachable, doesn't it? So that's first and foremost. Can we reduce these numbers to get it down? You know, when my wife and I went through our stuff, we're like, hey, we're spending a lot of months, 20, 25, 30,000 a month. But when we looked at the real bare bone expenses, we're like, really, if we had to pare down, we can get down to 15,000 a month. That's really all we needed. And that's where we realized, hey, 4 years ago, we actually did it. You know, we actually hit that financial freedom number, right? Or that FIRE number or whatever you want to call it, you know? So that's the thing. And that, by the way, that was a much bigger number I had before. My first FIRE number that I hit in 2006 was $3,500 a month, because my expenses were only $3,500 a month back in 2006. It was not that hard to hit that number. It was much easier, especially when I went outside of mutual funds. It was like, oh, I did it. That was awesome, right? This time around, 2016, I had a little bit more of an uphill battle to get there. And again, I'm telling you, there's still hope for you. Because if I was over $1 million in debt in the whole $16,000 a month in 2008, and can come back from that without filing for bankruptcy and had to dig out of that hole slowly and steadily, but persistently, you can too. So that's the expense side. Now the passive income side, how does that work? Now, again, if you're relying on mutual funds, like I said, you got to get your number up to a point, that total balance up to a point where you're living on 2 or 3% max. That's it. Remember, you got taxes to worry about and stuff too. Now, what I teach differently, and this is what I learned in 2006 and was able to help me hit there faster by 2016, right, was this, is that it doesn't matter about the amount of money you have. It's about what kind of income does it create? What's the actual income coming off of it? Now, for those of you guys with businesses, you might be able to accelerate this. There could be ways to create residual streams of income in your business, things that you can go on autopilot. You know, it could be like online things that are just on autopilot, you know, marketing campaigns and stuff that just pay you without you having to deliver anything because it's all done electronically, right? It could be things where you've got different relationships set up and where there's money coming in from various sources because of, you know, whatever business ventures you've got going on between different businesses or companies. There's multiple ways you can do that within your business. Now, on the money side, this is the thing that I go for, and this is what I look for. Most of my clients come to me. Many of them are actually W-2 employees. They don't have a business. Some have businesses, which is cool. But most of my clients, I say two-thirds, don't have a business. They're just W-2 employees. They make, you know, multiple six figures, usually at least $150,000, $200,000 a year, typically, and they're just looking for a way out. And usually the goal is at least $10,000, you know, sometimes less, which is kind of cool. That's fun because sometimes you can get there fast, right? But usually it's at least $10,000 a month. Sometimes it's even $30,000 a month or more. So what do we look for? Well, first I look for where's their potential. So I look for where's their equity. Because when you look at a balance sheet, when you look at where are your assets, what are your liabilities? Liabilities are the money like you owe, to keep it simple, right? Assets are the things that you own. You know, if you have a home, you know, I just recently I had a guy that I spoke with where he has a home worth $410,000. Now his mortgage balance is only about $220,000. He's got $190,000 of equity in there. Now, granted, you can't just go and cash out all the equity very easily, especially in today's market. But if you want to do like a cash out refinance or a HELOC, you can usually get one up to 80% of the value of your home. So for him, he'd have to leave $82,000 of equity in there, right? But he could still get access to another $100,000 or more dollars, $100,000 to $110,000. That money, now that has a cost to it. Now, let's just say he's getting that money at, I think it's actually at 3% is what he's paying. So at 3%, even $100,000, that's only $3,000 a year or $250 a month. Now, that same $100,000, he can go buy real estate with that. Now, I talk about doing like turnkey leverage real estate. So you get a mortgage on it, you put 20% down, 80% mortgage, or 75%, depending on how many properties you have. And then what happens is we've got this money to now generate something. So if you got $100,000, if you do that as down payments, I generally expect at least $800 to $1,000 a month. Now, we have to subtract out the $250 a month it's going to cost him, right? But that still nets him between $550 and $750 a month, at least. So we're looking about, we'll say in the middle, $600 to $700 a month profit that he gets from his home. Again, no money out of pocket. That was none of his own money, right? That was just money he had there. So boom, right there, we've got some extra cash flow. That's $600 or $700 a month. That's, we'll even go in the middle and say that's roughly about $7,500 to $8,000 a year to start. Now there's more, but wait, there's more. He had IRA money. You know, and now he didn't have a ton in there, but he's like, hey, I've got $130,000 in this IRA. I said, great. And by the way, he got laid off in 2020. I was like, hey, I can't recommend what to do with your IRA, but have you heard about the CARES Act? Have you heard that, you know, in 2020, you could go and cash out up to $100,000 and avoid the 10% penalty? You will pay taxes over, but it's split up over the next 3 years, but you avoid the 10% penalty. Tax-wise, this might be your window of opportunity, even though you're not 59 and a half yet. He's like, great. Well, now I got $100,000. Well, take out 10%. They'll withhold 10%. So $10,000. He's left with $90,000. Once again, generate at least, I'll say $700 to $900 a month. So between $700 and $900 a month. So already between those two things, right? Just with a little bit of money he had and some equity in his home, we're getting somewhere low end, $1,300 a month to the high end, you know, somewhere around about $1,700 a month. So $1,300 to $1,700 a month. Even if you go right in the middle, that's roughly about $17,000, $18,000, $19,000 a year. Guys, that's it. Now think about that. I'm going to round up, right? Let's just say, because he did have some other money too, but let's just say that we round up to $20,000 a year that he's able to get, which is kind of what I told him he could do in this first year. $20,000 a year of passive income. Now to do that with the FIRE method, using the, just say, I'll even go, again, go up higher, 3%. So 3% rule means you've got to have about 35 times the amount of money. So you got to have 20,000. So you got to have 35 times that in a mutual fund to then live on that 3% to get 20,000 a year. Well, 20,000 a year times 35 is 700, what is it? 700,000 a year? That seem right? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, 700,000 a year. So here's his choice. He has, really, we did only use 100,000 of the IRA money. There's still 30,000 he didn't use, right? He could use that to bump it up to 20,000. So let's say we used all that. He had 134,000 of IRA money. He had some equity in his home that he wasn't before using. And voila, now he's got 20,000 versus having to build up that money. And it's a slow build. You guys know what it's like if you've tried to go on this journey, going from like 100,000 to 700,000 to then get the same income. And again, with inflation and everything else, you got to chase that to get that same lifestyle. But then you can get it today. See, understand that when I left financial advising, right? When it finally hit me, when I was like, oh, get through your thick skull, Chris, was when I realized it had nothing to do with how much money I'd saved up, because it wasn't the accumulation theory, right? Where you just got to accumulate and then live on the interest or less than the interest. It was all about cash flow. It's that acceleration theory. And the acceleration theory really is becoming law. You know, it's not just a theory. It's something that's real life that's happened in hundreds of my clients, as well as my own life. And that's the cool part. Now, I know there's a lot of you guys that have more than $130,000 in your IRA, right? I know some of you guys got money sitting on the sidelines, several hundred thousand. Some of you guys might say, I've only got $50,000, Chris. Well, $50,000, could buy you two properties that could cash flow you maybe $500 a month. Understand that that's $6,000 a year to make that kind of return. And that does include the growth, by the way. If you buy properties, right? Now there's properties you can buy. You can invest in different types of funds, and there's syndications, and there's different types of investments you can be doing, right? Of all varying degrees of different, you know, whether it's cash flow or just growth plays. Somebody asked me today, they said, with my IRA money, you know, what do I look at? I said, well, here's the type of funds that you might want to look at investing in, because these ones have no tax advantages. So maybe look over here, where with real estate, you have so many tax breaks, you can essentially have tax-free money. Don't use your IRA money to lose out on the tax breaks, right? So there's like different things you can look at, and everybody's situation is different, but you know, if you got money sitting in a cat, you know, an account of like $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 or more sitting in a savings doing nothing. Guys, I mean, even if you just use that 1% a month rule, which you could possibly do with real estate, that's just the cash flow part of it. That's huge. You know, that's huge. That's if you got $200,000, that could be $2,000 a month. That could be something that's getting you that much closer. And then what happens if you reinvest it? You create that what I call the income snowball, because then you got $24,000 a year that you know you can reinvest. And the next year, boom, that buys you another property. Maybe it's only a couple $100 a month, but now you go from $24,000 a year to over $26,000 a year. And then you reinvest that and you buy another one. Then you're over $28,000. Maybe you're $28,500 or $29,000 by that point. Then boom, reinvest it again. And it just keeps building. And by the way, when you buy real estate, the cool thing is, especially if you use mortgages and leverage, if there's any appreciation at all, I mean, naturally they pay down your mortgage for you, which is cool. There's automatic equity right there. But if you get appreciation and say you only put 20% down on a property, understand that any appreciation you get when it's 20%, that means you have 1/5 of that money, right? You get a 5-time multiplier on your money. So here's what I mean. Say that, for example, you got a $100,000 property, you put $20,000 down. Now the $20,000 is your actual investment, right? Not the whole $100,000. You only invested $20,000. The bank gave you the other $80,000. Now, if the property, say it goes up 5%, it appreciates 5% over a few years. Now, lately, that's been like every year. I'm not guaranteeing that, of course, but say it's 5% over a few years. Well, that 5%, that's not 5% for you, because that's $5,000. $100,000, now it's worth $105,000, right? So you've now gained $5,000 of equity. But that's not a 5% return, because for you, you only invested $20,000. So $20,000 to now increase by $5,000, that's a 25% rate of return. Not 5%, it's a 5-time multiplier, 25% rate of return. So the cool thing is that although you're getting cash flow along the way, there's also this growth component that's happening too, where it's leveraged and you get more and more growth that's incredible. You know, like less than 3 years ago, I bought a property in Memphis that now is already appreciated over $30,000. It actually appreciated by as much as I put into it. You know, I put about $32,000. It's grown by about $32,000 in appreciation. I've also gained about $4,000 of paying down the mortgage. And we've made about, cash flow wise, roughly about $11,000 of cash flow over the last 2.5+ years. So guys, like, that's huge. That's like, for $32,000, I've made well over $45,000. Again, results may vary. No guarantees, all the disclaimers, yada, yada, yada. This is not a recommendation. But my point is this, is that there's no way I would ever hope that would happen in a mutual fund in a couple of years, right? To say, yeah, cool. I still have my equity that I put into it, my down payment. And I've also got this additional $45,000 on top of my $32,000. I've made 140% rate of return, something like that, right? I mean, somewhere in that ballpark, 130 to 140% return in a few years. You're not going to see that in a mutual fund. Now, eventually we're going to have to sell that property, sell it, and get that money out. I can buy two properties for the price of one. And now that cash flow goes from either, instead of just 400 a month, now I can get the cash flow goes 600 or 700 or more a month. And this creates that big cash flow increase. Now I'm getting into the weeds a little bit here, but I'm trying to paint the picture, guys, that when I started to catch the vision of this, just when I started to see it and started to understand it, I was like, wow, like this is actually possible. This I can get behind. You know, this is when I realized as a financial advisor, like I was, I realized that I didn't have the faith that those things would really work. But over time, I started to see that, no, I can actually create freedom because it creates immediate cash flow now. Notice when I talk about the show, it's not about creating cash flow in 30 or 40 years from now. It's about today. What can you actually do now to create that cash flow, to create freedom? And even worst case for 2021, if something happens to your work or your income, to know that you at least have something coming in, even if it's just a thousand or a couple thousand a month of passive income, knowing that that money comes in, even the other money may not, that's tremendous, right? Now you're like not worried as much about unemployment. You know, you're not like every other American saying I'm goner. And by the way, I still recommend people have cash reserves and things like that to weather those kinds of storms so that you feel safe, that you expect the best, but prepare for the worst, right? That's what any good plan should have. So when you start to see this, you start to realize that the FIRE method works best when you go outside of mutual funds, when you start to look at what actually generates income. And yes, those of you that are business owners, there could be ways to do it through business. Even those of you aren't business owners, if you set up a franchise, there are ways to buy franchises. We've had people on this show talking about that before. You could do franchises. There are multiple ways to do it. I hired companies to do a partnership in investing so that we split the returns. You know, I don't have to do the work. I could be a passive investor. Let them do the work. Guys, if you understand just what's possible, that be able to become financially independent and retire early actually becomes not just pie in the sky thing. It goes from pie in the sky to probable to, hey, this could become inevitable. Like I could actually hit these numbers guaranteed. And it might even be within the next 5 to 10 years. Guys, that is the thing that fires me up. That's what keeps me going and teaching you guys. So I know I just kind of ranted and I know I threw out all these kind of numbers for you, but this is the thing, guys, is that there is so much hope. There is so much that can happen in your life that you may not even understand is possible, right? Just like this guy didn't even realize that he could actually get income coming in right away, you know, right away, despite the fact he got laid off because of COVID. There's hope there. And so guys, my challenge to you is this, is that, hey, if you're in a place where you've got at least 100,000, 200,000 of equity in your home, where you've got, you know, 100,000+ sitting in savings or something like that, or even stuck in IRAs or 401ks, you know, not your current employer, but money that's maybe could be accessed, we need to be talking because you might be able to create something much greater than what you're currently doing. We might be able to up-level where you're at and accelerate the speed to help you get to that financial independence earlier. That is the key. Hey, if that's you, feel free to reach out. Just go, you can go to moneyripples.com. Just send us a message, say, hey, I think you were talking to me. Like, I think it's time for me to now grab the bull by its horns and get that financial freedom for myself. So anyways, guys, I hope this was valuable. I hope this expand your vision of what's possible and what really can create financial independence, because we've done it. Not only have I done it, but I've had clients do it and I've actually watched them become free. You guys can too. It might take some time, but I guarantee it won't take as long as it is if you do the traditional methods. So anyways, guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.